News Talk 1360, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now let's get to the tasty talk. Here's your host, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and we're in the big studio today. And oh my gosh, Bill Smith, you rode your bicycle again today. And we have Gene Hamer. You brought him with you, not on the back of the bike.
Not on the back.
And
he wouldn't let me ride.
He wouldn't. I don't. Y'all need a bicycle built for two, right? You do most of the pedaling, I imagine, that bike. Welcome, guys.
Hi.
Thank you.
Gene, you've not been here before.
Never.
So I think we need to start back at the beginning, because the reason that you're here is why I was interested in getting y'all back in. It was to celebrate. We're celebrating the 30th birthday of Crook's Corner this year.
That's correct.
Happy darn birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks. Y'all throw a heck of a party. That was a nice
Thank
little.
You. It was sort of impromptu, but it went real well, I thought.
Well, you sure got the town out, don't you think?
Yeah, it was great. It was just right.
So let's go back. Gene, you were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't there for the first one. Crooks has been like three. This is the third incarnation of Crooks. And the first one was in the 40s. Rachel Crook, the namesake, started a market, and she had a little cafe there all through the 40s. And in 51, she was murdered there, and it's still an unsolved case.
Wait, I grew up here. I don't think I even knew that story.
Yeah. She was a single lady in her 70s, and she had the market and a little cafe. The reports were that someone heard screaming, and then they found her out in the country, outside of town.
Oh.
And still an unsolved case. Then there were several businesses there, a pool hall, a bait and tackle shop, a taxi stand, and then it went into a wino hangout, dilapidation.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cam Hill,
right,
former town councilman, took it over in 1978. And he reopened as Crook's Corner. So there's the second incarnation. His purpose was to have a barbecue house downtown Chapel Hill. Most small towns in North Carolina have their own barbecue house, and Chapel Hill did not have one in the downtown. So his purpose was to do that. But he had another business. And so in 82, he found that running two businesses was too much time, and he wasn't able to do his main business as well as he wanted. So he called Bill Neal and asked if Bill Neal wanted to take it over. And Bill called me and said, okay, I'll do the kitchen, you do front of the house and the books.
Was that your background?
Yes, I'd worked in restaurants in D.C. and here in town.
Uh-huh. Where were you here before?
La Residence.
Yeah.
Stevens, after all.
Yep.
I ran that. I was one of the managers for there.
Uh-huh.
But mainly my training was in D.C. So Bill and I took it over in 82. And then
yeah,
in 84, 85, he wrote the cookbook that turned us into mainly a Southern restaurant,
mm-hmm,
with French influence. And then he passed in 91, and a year and a half later, thankfully, Bill Smith came to me.
Ta-da. So where did they find you?
At La Residence, where I'd been all along.
They just went back to the old picking grounds, right?
That was the...
Exactly.
Was that where you first started?
To cook?
Yeah.
Probably seriously, yeah. I had had restaurant jobs for a long time before that, too. I started, I was like at the Carolina Coffee Shop in 1968.
So I worked at Harry's.
Yeah, okay.
I was not in the kitchen, but.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I remember Bill Smith was at the old Aurora that was downtown.
Yeah, I was waiting tables there.
Oh.
He was waiting tables there, but yeah, that's the first time I ever met
You mean
Bill
in
Smith.
Downtown Carrboro?
downtown Chapel Hill.
Where was it?
Where Tallulah's is now, maybe?
So you see there, I left town in 69.
Yes,
either Tallulah's or Elaine's. I don't remember which one.
In that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was in the Elaine spot.
It was Elaine's? Okay.
Yeah.
So we've come a long way, huh?
Yeah.
And you're just saying you've only been there, what, 18 years?
19 years in May.
You sort of said that with a little sigh.
Well, I still can't get over that. I know. And can you? I mean,
it's your longest relationship, right?
With anything. I've never done anything that long. Anything. Well, that's not like me.
I know, but look where you've come. Look how far you've come. Yeah. In fact, we were talking, sitting out waiting to come in here and record, and you were telling me that a glossy magazine from Georgia came to take a picture of your refrigerator.
This very morning, yeah. And now I'm beset by this sort of thing now. That's one of the things that happens if you stick around long enough.
So, when you become famous.
Yeah. So this morning at my house, three women from Palette Magazine, which is actually out of Charleston, South Carolina, not Georgia, came and took a picture of the inside of my refrigerator. I need to say that I do not cook in my house. And I told them, I said, I have a little refrigerator, it has nothing in it but coffee and beer.
Coffee and beer.
And hot sauce. And they said, oh, that's great. Right? So they came, and I'd had to defrost it. I have the last refrigerator in the world that has to be defrosted. So that took all weekend because it was so ice-bound.
Are you just like, is it something? Do you have some sort of a relationship with that refrigerator that?
No, I just, it's sufficient for what I need. I need it for beer and coffee.
That's you are just that frugal.
And it's, and I bought it probably, when did I buy that thing? I bought it in probably about the same time I started working at Crooks. So it's any minute now it's going to go.
Well, then welcome to the new age of ice makers.
Yes, I know.
Self-defrosting.
But really, dispensers.
Yeah, no, but that's it's
so you
fine.
Don't keep ice cream or anything?
Mm-mm. I have a million jars of pickles because people always give me pickles. They make pickles and stuff. So
well, we were talking about that too. I'm like the condiment fridge.
Yeah, and there's some hot sauce.
Yep, hot sauce.
And I have a fruitcake because Elizabeth Carmel gives me a fruitcake every year, but it has to sit for a year in whiskey, and then you eat it the next year. So she makes one year, and then I eat the one from. She's the head chef at Hill Country in New York City, and her mother, who lives in Greensboro, make persimmon fruitcakes every year.
Where did you grow up?
New Bern.
New Bern and Jean
Monroe.
And where?
Monroe near Charlotte.
Did you? So what took you to D.C.?
Partying.
Good answer.
I was in school and I finished school and wanted to experience city life, being from a small town, and went to New York, went to D.C., and D.C. was a lot more manageable than New York, although I love New York.
Yeah, I love New York, too.
So went to D.C. and waited tables and bartended and partied.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to go to break in a second. Before we go... give us web address, street address, all that good stuff.
Street address.
610 West Franklin Street.
Yes.
In Chapel Hill.
I was going to give you my house address.
We're Chapel Hill and Carborough Beat on the west end, the best end of Chapel Hill.
The west end is the best end. And web address?
Crookscorner.com.
Very good. See, you're going to let him answer all that. I saw you sort of.
No,
I saw you pause to think about that. And you were going to give us your home address. We would all come see your refrigerator.
Yeah, come see the refrigerator.
Don't
or
go away.
Or buy vinyl, actually. While that was going on.
Showing up to eat.
Yeah, well, they won't get anything. It was like this what they found this morning. I didn't even have cream to put in their coffee.
Have a beer.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. Yeah. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish on WCHL, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I am Deborah Miller, and I have around my table today from Crook's Corner, Bill Smith and Gene Hamer. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, early spring, that's got to wreak havoc on some of your favorite specialties.
Well, the weather's so peculiar this year that we don't know what to expect.
I know.
Things are early. Things go away too soon. Oysters are almost done already because they've gotten too big because it's been too hot. A lot of produce is coming in earlier than we expect, and hence will be over. You never know. I mean, but since we had no winter, it's just been a different year.
Well, we're recording this a little earlier than when it's going to air, which is coming up on Easter, not Easter, but Mother's Day and graduation and Something else you got coming up, Atlanta Food and Wine Festival.
All right.
But let's talk for a minute about Mother's Day and graduation. Are you guys already booked?
No, we just start taking them. We've just started taking them.
Okay.
And we do that a month in advance.
It is a month in advance.
It is. Is it a month away? Oh, it is.
Today, I guess, or
tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yuck. And we book the whole restaurant. We usually don't do that, but we book everything.
So no walk-ins?
Walk-ins can sit at the bar. Yeah. And then sometimes, like around opening at 5:30 or around closing, we'll have space.
Yeah.
But right there in the middle, it's all booked.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
Where do people park when they come up to see you?
Well, we've got a lot of parking.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
We have Passport Motors right before you get to us.
You can park there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good news.
You can park there after 5:30.
Excellent.
Diagonally across at Al's Garage.
Mm-hmm.
You can park there. Al's fine with it. And best place is to park out front of Al's. If you park in the back, it can be.
I don't know about those new parking meters. You would miss them. I mean, if you didn't know.
You didn't know the drill, yeah.
You didn't know. Why would you think to go and, I mean, there's nothing, there's no real warning there.
Yeah. Oh. I've seen them in Europe, so I was used to them. But if somebody from a little town down east or something's not going to know where that is.
I don't know if I even remembered reading about that they went up.
But, oh, I don't know.
So,
I tried one out for the first time yesterday. Cam Hill helped me. It was very easy.
Really?
Which has to remember
when we. It even accepts nickels.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Atlanta has them. Actually, speaking of Atlanta Food and Wine, they have them.
I put mine on a debit card, and it charged me for 2 hours. It's like a 2-hour minimum or something. Oh, yeah. Beware. So what are you doing for the Atlanta Food and Wine?
Oh, Lordy. We are in a tent, a hot tent, as I remember from last year. Without benefit of fire, I'm going to make cheese pork for 1,200 people.
Well, without benefit, how?
I don't know how we pull these things off. I don't. My friend Sherry Castle, who's a cookbook writer, you know Sherry, writes cookbooks and stuff. She does a lot of demonstrations, and she has those magnetic electric things that you can use metal pans on. She swears I can fry in them. She's going to let me use them.
Going to rehearse first.
I need to. You're right. I've never even.
I'm asking that as a question, and you're looking at me.
Right, because we did it last year. All we did was serve ham, and it was like the mob scene of hell, and it was like.
And what are you serving? What are you making?
It's a saute. It's like a pork cutlet that's breaded in Swiss cheese with Madeira sauce.
And you called it cheese?
We call it cheese pork because that's what the public calls
cheese
it.
Cheese pork.
Cheese pork.
You know, I've
we
heard about
it. A t-shirt that says, I heart cheese pork.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've not ordered it. I get into your place and I'm predictable.
Well, anyway, we do that all winter. It won't be on the menu in the restaurant when I do this. And I don't know how I got roped into this. I think. Anyway,
you won't even be in town.
Huh?
You won't even be in town.
See, that's the thing. It's a terrible time to be away, but you sort of have to show the flag. You know, you have to keep going to these things. And so,
right.
So everybody else in the Southeast that has any reputation at all will be there. So if you're not there, it looks funny.
Well, that's true.
It's the truth. I mean, you know, it's the way it goes.
Summer's coming up, and, you know, some of my favorite things. I mean, the picnic plate is just...
Yeah,
that's
I love
just
that
genius.
Well, thank you.
You know, I mean, that's it's like supper on the ground.
It's like just going to church. After church, you got to go out and have
that. It is.
Yeah.
Do you make chicken pot pie?
Sometimes.
That was my dad's favorite.
Yeah. He makes a good chicken pot pie.
Yeah, I don't make it so much. But we do sometimes, yeah.
What else you got coming up?
Well, there's everything with tomatoes. Everybody looks forward to tomatoes and a million. We do sliced tomatoes, and we do a tomato watermelon salad, and... In the weeks when there's like a zillion tomatoes, we make soup and, you know.
Do the tomato tart.
Tomato tart, that's right.
There's yep,
a tomato that's cornmeal tart.
One of my favorites.
Entree.
Yeah, it's real pretty too.
So do you ever get, Gene, do you ever get in the kitchen and cook or do you just?
I can make biscuits and I have made biscuits for Sunday brunch on a regular basis. I'm not doing it regularly now, although the next two Sundays I'll be baking biscuits.
Is your biscuit maker out of town?
Yes. And then, other than that, no, I don't. I mean, I can make a meatloaf, but a lot of people can make meatloaf. And
well,
hamburgers.
Meatloaf
like
is... Meatloaf's pretty special.
Yep.
I love meatloaf.
Yep.
You have meatloaf on your menu?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not lately, but I have, certainly.
Uh-huh.
He does a meatloaf with the pork and the beef.
Yeah, when we do a lot of butchering, I save all the trimmings, and that's the excuse for using for making meatloaf. Usually, I don't go out and buy it particularly for that.
But. So you did not go to culinary school. You learned in the kitchen. So
I did.
Carolina Coffee Shop.
Yeah, I learned how to work there. That was the
Did you wait tables?
I did
or
both.
Were you in the
both? Yeah.
I had my first real dinner date to the Carolina Coffee Shop. I thought I was so high. I ordered a cheese omelet. And I thought, how cool am I?
You know, half of my best friends
American
today I met there.
French fries, huh?
Well, everybody worked there.
Yeah, but all my best friends, after all these years, half of them are from there.
Yeah. Well, and Harry's, what happened to all? Oh, they're all in jail or dead, right?
Harry's a little rougher than we were. I don't see how though. We were. The good thing is, seeing Chapel Hill in those days, you could wait tables 3 or 4 days a week and live very well in this town.
You could.
And party all the time, you know, and sleep late because, you know.
Yeah.
It was great. It didn't cost you anything to live here.
You could, no, I was working part-time at the university and part-time at Harry's and lived on North Street.
Yeah, a big house
right there behind Carolista Jewelry. And I mean, I didn't. My neighborhood was right there within walking distance.
I could walk to work.
Yeah, the New E.
Yeah.
The
Goody
New E.
The Goody Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that good stuff.
No, you could,
the porthole.
You could live very well here.
You could. What happened to those days?
Oh, I don't know. You couldn't do that now.
No, you can't do that now. I remember sitting in one of the stores, an eatery up on Franklin Street not too long ago, and asking, what was this? And somebody said, oh, it used to be a camera store. And I thought, oh, my God, Foysters. This is where I bought my first 35-millimeter camera.
Yeah.
And those were the good old days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Chapel Hill. I still love it, though. I'm back.
Oh, I do, too. I love it a lot. But we're the borough of a big city now. We're not the little village that everybody always talks about.
We are.
We're part of a huge urban area.
It's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Well, so we're going to have to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish on WCHL, brought to you by University Square. Local and legendary downtown shopping and dining now welcomes Kidzu Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I am here with Crook's Corner, Gene Hamer, and Bill Smith. And this is our short segment, so we're going to talk quick about, we were talking about parking. And you had said that there were two
other spaces.
Yeah.
Behind us is our parking lot. And then Greenbridge has a underground parking area that is accessible and at this point in time free. So those are four parking areas for us. And so we've got plenty of parking.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I come up there.
For that side of town.
And I sort of was.
There's valet parking in front of the lanes and all of that because this parking and lantern and all that because this parking is.
Can they valet park with you? Will valet park y'all?
We're too far away from it.
We're too far away.
Yeah. But they don't need to, so we have lots.
Yeah, have lots. Well, so it's like we were talking about, summer's right here on us, and I smell the honeysuckle.
Yeah.
I've been looking. It's just budding up now, and it looks like it's going to be a huge year, actually. I've gotten real good at seeing them and knowing their habits and all that stuff. And
well, where do you grow it? Do
no,
you go
no,
look
no.
for it? Do people bring it to you? What?
Some people, everybody says they're going to bring it to me, but almost no one ever does. And I go pick it. And mainly from that bike trail that goes between Chapel Hill and Carborough along the railroad track behind the Cat's Cradle.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty there, as much as I have time to make.
You're just on your bike and you have a big bag like you're picking cotton?
No, I have a clear plastic pitcher so I know how much I've got, because you have to have the minimum of 4 cups to be worth it. And I fill it with ice and beer, and I go over there and I dump the ice out and I drink the beer and I pick the honeysuckle and put it in the empty pitcher.
Do people come along and help you?
They come and talk to me a lot.
I think this would be a good call for help.
They talk to me. All kinds of people are on that thing, on that bike trail, I'll tell you. And
But why don't we have a honeysuckle picking and help you out?
Well, everybody says they want to. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, we just need to know when you're doing it. If you let me know.
All right. Well, it's almost every evening once it starts to bloom.
All right.
I get the restaurant up and running.
We're going to put that on Facebook.
All right.
Do you do your Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we need to put that on Facebook. We're going to see if we can get you some help.
Right. I get the place up and running, and then at about 5:30 or 6, when it starts to cool down, I just walk across the street.
Everybody's going to expect beer, though.
That's true. Right.
We have to watch that, right?
We got plenty
bring
of
your own beer.
We have plenty of PBR,
but it's not on the street. You have to watch. It's back where the police can't see me drinking beer in public,
right.
too. So
it's on the bike path.
Yeah.
That's a nice little bike path.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and you need 4 cups.
Is the least you need, with no stems or leaves or anything in it.
Really, and then you bring all that back and go.
It sits in cool water overnight, and then the next day I mix it with a simple syrup. And that's
does it turn color?
A little bit.
Tell them about the which color of flower is the best.
Well, there's one. There's a bunch of different kinds. I'm an expert now on this. There's a kind with a pinkish throat. Not the pink ones, but it has a pinkish throat that used to grow by the office. It's that bush is gone now. And that has the strongest flavor. And that was sort of the Irvine. I took a piece of it, and I've got it in my yard, but it hasn't flourished there, really.
Aww.
But there's all kinds. There's some that grow in clusters, some grow in single, some are big, some are little, some are easy to pick, some are really difficult to pick. They come into bloom at different times of the summer.
I know I don't have any. I mean, I don't know why, because it seems like...
It's a weed.
It's
yeah.
a weed.
It is a weed. And
yeah.
All on my street is kudzu and wisteria and all kinds of stuff. But yeah.
Have you ever smelled the kudzu bloom?
I have.
It's wonderful smell.
It is.
It's like grape bubblegum. Great bubblegum. I always think that maybe that would be another sorbet.
Yes, that would be great kudzu sorbet.
Yeah.
But you have to go on the highway or something, right?
There's another bike trail that goes behind down where Foster's Market is, that one that cuts over to the community center. There's some there that I think you can get to, but it's sparser than you think. Because I've looked at it before.
And the neighborhood behind Merritt's Exxon.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Listen up, people.
Down there.
We need to organize here.
Right. Same process might work.
Thank you all for coming and talking with me. Will you come back?
Sure.
Certainly.
I want to know if we can do if we've done any good with the honeysuckle help there.
All right.
So
all right, we'll see if I have any minions.
Thank you, guys. We've been talking with Gene Hamer and Bill Smith from Crook's Corner. You're listening to Side Dish on 1360 WCHL.
Thank you for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish with Deborah Miller is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.